听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 11, The Interviewer's Eye. Part 1, Getting Ready. The interview, a widely used method of personality assessment, is a means of eliciting from the subject a report of past, present and anticipated future responses. Most interviews are unstructured, but some use set questions asked in a given sequence. Some interviewers may give candidates a hard time by asking them difficult questions. A. The following words and phrases will appear in this unit. All of them are related to a job interview. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Challenge. 2. Reputation. 3. Candidate. 4. Applicant. 5. Appoint. 6. Personality. 7. Status. 8. Ambitious. 9. Qualification. 10. Vacancy.
B. You are going to hear some typical questions that an interviewer might ask. Supply the missing words while listening.
Tell me about yourself.
What do you think are your strengths and weaknesses?
We have a lot of applicants for this job. Why should we appoint you?
What's been your most valuable experience?
How would you describe your personality?
When did you last lose your temper? Describe what happened.
Which is more important to you, status or money?
How long do you think you'd stay with us if you were appointed?
Why do you want to leave your present job?
What makes you think you'd enjoy working for us?
Are you an ambitious person?
What would you like to be doing 10 years from now?
What are you most proud of having done in your present job?
What was the worst problem you've had in your present job, and how did you solve it?
What is the best idea you've had in the past month?
What's your worst fault, and what's your best quality?
Don't you think you're a little young for this job?
What are your long-range goals?
Describe your present job. What do you find rewarding about it?
Now, what do you do in your spare time?
What excites you about the job you're doing now?
What worries you about the job you're doing now?
Describe your ideal boss.
How would you rate your present boss?
Part 2. A Good Interview. During an interview, direct observations are made either in a natural setting or in a laboratory. In naturalistic observations, the interviewer notes reactions to everyday situations, typical responses to people, and expressive behavior. In the laboratory, the interviewer experimentally manipulates situations and observes the interviewee's behavior under these controlled conditions. A. You are going to hear the beginning of an interview, which fades out before the end. While listening for the first time, focus on the key words. Add more key words, if you can, in the left-hand column. After the second listening, complete what the interviewer says in the right-hand column.
Good morning, Miss...
Miss Jones.
Miss Jones, yes, right. Now, you'd like to join our team, I gather.
Yes, I would.
That's very good. I'd like to know a little bit about you. Perhaps you could tell me a little bit about your education.
Oh, yes. I left school at 18, and for the first 2 years, I went to Gibson's. They're an engineering firm. And after that, I did a 1-year full-time PA course and went back to Gibson's. I was PA to the export director. I stayed there for 2 years and then moved on to my present company. That's Europa Marketing. And I've been with them for 3 years now. First working with the marketing director, and now I'm with the sales director.
That's all very interesting, Miss Jones. I'd like to know, what was the course that you enjoyed most at school?
Foreign languages. We did French and German.
And are you quite fluent in those languages now, or...?
Yes. A bit rusty now, but obviously, the more travel I can do, the more I can use my languages. And I'd like to learn another language. I'd like to add Italian as well.
Italian?
Yes.
Very good. That might be very useful. Now, tell me a little bit about the work you're doing at present.
Well, Europa Marketing is a marketing and public relations company, and they do consultancy work for companies operating in the UK and European markets. Our clients come from all over the world. I assist the sales director by arranging these visits, setting up meetings and presentations, and I deal with her correspondence. I've not been able to go with her on any of her trips abroad, but I've been to the firms in this country several times on my own to make these arrangements.
It sounds as if you're very happy there, Miss Jones. I'm curious why you'd like to leave them and join our company.
Well, I know Anglo-European has a very good reputation, and I feel that I would have more scope and opportunity in your company, and that the work will be more challenging for me. I might be able to travel and use my languages, because at the moment, most of my work is rather routine, secretarial-type work. And I like the idea of more challenges in my life, really.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the interview. Fill in the blanks with the information about the interviewee with the help of the above notes.
Good morning, Miss...
Miss Jones,
Miss
good
Jones.
Morning.
Right, yes, hi. You'd like to join our team, I gather.
And yes, I would.
That's very good. I'd like to know a little bit about you. Perhaps you could tell me... Perhaps we could start if you could tell me a bit about your education.
Oh, yes, right.
Well, I left school at 18, mm-hmm. and for the first 2 years, I went to Gibson's. You might know them. They're an engineering firm.
Ah, yes, right.
And after that, I wanted to do a course, so I did a one-year, a full-time PA course, and went back to Gibson's. Yes. I was PA to the export director.
Yes.
I stayed there for another 2 years, and then I moved on to my present company. That's Europa Marketing. Mr. Adair, the marketing director, offered me a job because Gibson's had worked quite a lot with Europa Marketing.
Oh, yes, Europa. Yes,
and
yes,
I've been with them for 3 years now, mm-hmm. First with the marketing director, and now I'm with the sales director.
That's all very interesting, Miss Jones. I'd like to know, what did you enjoy most at school? What was the course that you enjoyed most?
Foreign languages, I like this.
Foreign languages?
We did, French and German,
mm-hmm.
yes.
And are you quite fluent in those now? Or?
Yes, a bit rusty now, but obviously the more travel I can do, the more I can use my languages.
Right.
And I'd like to learn another language. I'd like to add Italian as well.
Italian?
Yes.
Very good, very good. That might be very useful. Now, tell me a little bit about the work you're doing at present.
Well, Europa Marketing is a marketing and public relations company.
Yes,
and
I've heard of them, yes.
They do consultancy work for companies operating in the UK and European markets.
Mm-hmm.
Our clients come from all over the world. We deal with some of them by post, but most of them come to our offices and at least once during a project. I assist the sales director by arranging these visits, setting mm-hmm. up meetings and presentations, and I deal with all her correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been able to go with her on any of her trips abroad, but I've been to firms in this country several times on my own to make these arrangements.
It sounds as if you're very happy there, Miss Jones. I'm curious why you'd like to leave them and join our company.
Well, I know the reputation of Anglo-European, and it has a very good reputation, and I feel that I would have more scope and opportunity in your company, and the work would be more challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to possibly travel and use my languages, because at the moment, most of my work is rather routine, secretarial-type work, and I like the idea of more challenges in my life, really.
Uh-huh.
Part 3. The Interviewer's Eye. A successful interview not only digs out the interviewee's educational background and employment history, but also reflects the interviewee's inner reality. So, to be a qualified interviewer is not an easy job. Skilled interviewers pay attention to what is said and notice how responses relate to nonverbal cues such as posture and facial expressions. A. You are going to hear a recruitment manager. Here he is talking about what he looks for in a candidate. While listening for the first time, focus on the key words. Add more keywords, if you can, in the notes column. After the second listening, complete the table below with the help of the notes.
At interview, the first thing that I notice is how the person settles down and when they sit down. Do they immediately rush into the room, grab a chair without being invited to sit down? Are they nervous? Do they spend a lot of time fiddling with their hands, brushing their hair back, holding their pen, tapping it on the table? Obviously, everyone is nervous at interview, and you make allowances for that. But if it continues throughout the whole interview, then you have to ask yourself, what will they be like in a normal job? Second thing that I look for is, do they look at you? Do they make eye contact? Because if they won't look at you in a job which depends on making a good impression, then probably in the job they won't do very well in terms of making contact and having good relations with other colleagues. The sort of person normally we would look for would be someone who was open, outgoing, enthusiastic, and who could talk intelligently about what they had done and what they hoped to do. That doesn't mean that they have to have had a lot of experience, but that they should be able to reflect on whatever experience they've had. The other kinds of things that we might talk about in an interview, of course, are what the person expects to get from a new job. And I think that it is important because it shows the expectations that the person has, what they want from their job. It's interesting to hear why people want to change jobs.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the monologue. Supply the missing words with the help of the above notes.
But as important as qualifications are, and you won't get to an interview, or at least people won't get to an interview without the qualifications, the most important thing, in fact, is the character and how a person presents themselves at interview. I find it very difficult to define exactly the sort of person I'm looking for, but when I meet someone, I can tell whether they are the sort of person that I would like to appoint or whether they are not. At interview, the first thing that I notice is how the person settles down when they sit down. Do they immediately rush into the room, grab a chair without being invited to sit down? Are they nervous? Do they spend a lot of time fiddling with their hands, brushing their hair back, holding their pen, tapping it on the table? Obviously, everyone is nervous at interview, and you make allowances for that. But if it continues throughout the whole interview, then of course you have to ask yourself, if they're like this after, say, an hour of interview, what will they be like in a normal job? Second thing that I look for is, do they look at you? Do they make eye contact? Because if they won't look at you in a job, where in a situation where a job depends on them making a good impression, then probably in the job they won't do very well in terms of making contact with other colleagues, having good relations with other colleagues. The sort of person normally we would look for would be someone who was open, outgoing, enthusiastic, and who could talk intelligently about what they had done and what they hoped to do. That doesn't mean that they have to have had a lot of experience, but that they should be able to reflect on whatever experience they've had. The other kinds of things that we might talk about in an interview, of course, are what the person expects to get from a new job in a new country. And that, I think, is important because it shows the expectations that the person has, what they want from their job. It's interesting to hear why people want to change jobs, why they want to go to a new country.
Part 4. More about the topic. Job situation for university graduates in the US. In societies in which most people can earn a living only by working for others, being unable to find a job is a serious problem. The proportion of workers unemployed shows how well a nation's human resources are used and serves as an index of economic activity. In societies with high unemployment rates, it can be difficult for school graduates who have no experience at all to find appropriate jobs. The following short passage is about the job situation for university graduates in America. Supply the missing words while listening.
Graduates are people who complete a high school or college education. 4 years ago, we reported about the job situation of college graduates in the United States. The summer of 1993 was the worst time for college graduates to be looking for a job since the end of World War II. There were fewer professional jobs than ever before. This was because many businesses had reduced the number of jobs to save money. Now, the situation has changed. Experts say there are more jobs for college graduates than in recent years. They say companies will be employing more than 6% more college graduates this year, and they will be paying them about 3% more than last year.
There are several reasons for this. One reason is that the American economy is growing. Experts say it is the strongest economy in 25 years. The unemployment rate in May was less than 5%. This is the lowest rate since 1973. In addition, many American companies dismissed a lot of workers several years ago because business was slow. Some experts say companies dismissed too many workers. Now, the companies are doing more business than expected. They need more workers. So they are offering jobs to college graduates.
The National Association of Colleges and Employers says the most jobs for college graduates are in the high technology industries. Companies in these industries are offering jobs to students with skills in computer science and engineering. There are not as many jobs for students with degrees in the liberal arts, like English, history, or philosophy. These students have to work hard to find jobs that use their skills and knowledge. Some of them may not find the kind of job they are looking for. They may have to work at a job that does not require much skill at all. There is a joke about this. It goes, "What does the history graduate say to the engineering graduate?" "Would you like fries with your hamburger, sir?" Experts believe, however, that the strong job market will help history graduates as well. They may not be forced to work serving hamburgers and French fries at a fast food eating place.
Part 5. Memory test. Job opening. Advertising techniques range in complexity from the publishing of simple, straightforward notices in the classified advertising columns of newspapers to the concerted use of newspapers, magazines, television, radio, direct mail, and other communications media. Those who are unemployed will benefit a lot from various kinds of want ads. You are going to hear a recording of a daily program from a local radio station, Radio Southwest, which gives out information about job vacancies, preferably only one time. Listen to the recording and complete the chart below.
Hi, you're listening to Radio Southwest, the best in the Southwest for music and up-to-the-minute news. Sue's here. Hello, Sue.
Hello, David.
And we've got the job spot for you today, so if you're unemployed or looking for a new job, this could be the spot for you. So, let's have a look, see what we've got today. How about a hairdresser? You must be experienced for this job, and the pay will be agreed, so that will depend on experience. The hours are 8:30 to 5, Monday to Friday, and Saturday 8:45 to 1 p.m. So that's hours 8:30 to 5, Monday to Friday, and Saturday 8:45 to 1 p.m. A hairdresser. How about you, Sue? What have you got?
Right, David. Well, the first one we've got is a cook. That's in a large, busy restaurant. So it's very useful to have had experience in large-scale cooking. The age is around 25 or so, and the pay is £2 an hour, so that's not bad, is it?
Mm.
The hours are good, too. That's Monday to Friday, 3 till 6:30.
Great, thanks, Sue. So that's a cook. Now, how do you fancy working out of doors? How do you fancy being a gardener? There's no age restrictions on this job, so as long as you're fit and strong, any age, that'll suit you. If you're keen on gardening, this could be a great job. The pay is £1.70 an hour. And the hours, Tuesday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5. Sunday, you have to work once a month. But the bonus is that on Monday, the garden centre's closed. Now, the sort of work you'll be doing is as a general assistant in the garden centre. Potting, watering, things like that. So if you've got green fingers, how about applying for that? Pay £1.70 an hour. Sue, what else have you got?
Right, Dave. Well, from outdoors to indoors, we've got a shorthand typist job here. That's in an office. And this job might suit a woman with school-aged children, because the hours are only 15 hours a week. The age is 20 to 40-ish, and the pay depends on that age. It's a small, friendly office, but there is experience, of course, but accuracy is more important than the experience. So, there you go. That's a nice shorthand typist job in an office.
Great. Here's a job possibly for somebody who's a school leaver. It requires no experience at all, but training will be given on the job, and the pay is £67 a week. What's the job? Well, it's a shop assistant in a busy supermarket. It's a full-time job, but the big thing is you don't need any experience. So if you're just leaving school and fancy working in a supermarket, try that. You get one day off during the week, and you must work one late evening till 9:30 p.m. Okay, so that's a shop assistant. Well, if you fancy any of those jobs, give us a ring here on JobSpot at Radio Southwest. And now, back to the music.
Ride the big bird into empty sky. Get a